USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as producers of the TV show Empire now say actor Jussie Smollett's character in the show will be written out of the final two episodes of this current season. That after Smollett's been accused of staging a racist and homophobic attack on himself that he reported to Chicago police. President Trump tweeting yesterday asking Smollett, "What about the tens of millions of people you insulted with your racist and dangerous comments?" As the actor had claimed that the two men who attacked him were wearing Make America Great Again hats. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying of the president's tweet,
"The only person to blame in this case is Smollett, and it's another sad example of people so quick to want to attack and come after this president, much like you saw with the Covington kids."
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
A disgraced Coast Guard lieutenant's being called a domestic terrorist by prosecutors. Christopher Hassan will stay in custody for at least the next 2 weeks as prosecutors build a case against him after he's accused of wanting to stage terrorist attacks and have high-profile Democrats and journalists killed. Robert Herr is the U.S. District Attorney in Maryland.
The sheer number and force of the weapons that were recovered from Mr. Hassan's residence in this case, coupled with the disturbing nature of his writings, appear to reflect a very significant threat to the safety of our community, particularly given the position of trust that Mr. Hassan held with the United States government.
House Democrats are set to introduce a bill to block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border today. The Democrats call the declaration an overreach of presidential power. The Trump administration facing a lawsuit from the family of an Alabama woman who's been refused entry after she married and became an ISIS member. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Millions of Americans in this situation. A new report out about credit card debt. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
39 million Americans said to be carrying credit card debt for at least the past 2 years. Another 8 million say they can't remember how long they've been in debt. And to be honest, this reporter is in that latter category. According to a new creditcards.com report, 59% of cardholders are carrying a balance on at least one card, with 56% of them having been in debt for at least a year. And about a third of the people with credit card debt say they needed to charge emergency expenses, from car repairs to medical bills to home expenses. Cardholders with annual incomes below $30,000 are the most likely to be carrying debt, as you might imagine.
More and more drones being used by law enforcement.
The so-called eyes in the skies used to refer to law enforcement helicopters, but with tighter budgets, many are turning to drones at a fraction of the cost. Whether for accident investigation, SWAT team support, or for search and rescue, drones are being used by an increasing number of law enforcement departments, including Homeland Security. There are some concerns over privacy, but Americans are slowly beginning to accept these new eyes in the skies. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.